Welcome
Billy.
back, everybody, to another episode of the Chronicles of Avangula. Full disclosure, I am sick, so I am going to do my best to, I'm going to sound super sick, but I'm going to do my best to stay on top of things today. So if I'm stumbling around a little bit, that is why. You guys just got done in an intense battle. And we left you off right, just like everybody standing on the deck. So, what would you guys
I was,
like?
I was not standing. I was sitting up against the...
cabin. You guys are all on the upper deck of things.
me and Estan gone back up top then, yeah?
I think we are on deck now.
I'm pretty sure you said... I'm pretty sure that... Mer wanted to check on his fox.
Yeah, I went down to check on the fox.
Yes. Kage is doing all right.
Nice. I give Kage a pet. Offer her my arm if she wants to sit on my shoulders.
She scurries up around your arm and lays around your neck.
How big is this fox?
It's a small fox, dude. It's not massive.
Okay.
Don't question it. And then, we make our way to the top of the deck and make our way up to the captain. And I would like to talk to the captain and ask him, were you expecting trouble on this journey?
I mean, no, but it is the open waters. So it's a very dangerous place, especially right through here. Pirates seem to like to hit traveling ships, merchant ships.
Did that seem like a pirate to you?
No, that did not.
Yeah, no, I'm not 100% sure what pirates are. I'm aware of them, but I don't know how they deal themselves in water. But from the stories I've heard, I don't think they're magic users.
I mean, not typically, no, but that could have been... that might have not been pirates. That could have been just... somebody else. Is somebody after you guys? I guess I should say that you guys are on errands of the king.
Estan,
yes.
Do you know if anyone's tailing us anymore? Because I can see you down there. Is anyone following us back at the ship?
Can make a perception check to see if we could see something.
Go for it.
9.
You see a burning ship out in the distance.
It doesn't seem to follow us anymore.
No, it seems to be sinking.
Okay. Captain, did the boat take any damage from the storm?
A little bit. Nothing too crazy, though.
Are we good continue, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. This ship has seen a lot worse than just a bad storm.
Okay. Is there anything else we can do to help?
No, I think you guys have done enough for the day. Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
Hey, Catherine.
What?
What was that big orange ball you made?
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to say, that was pretty cool. I'm going to give you credit on that one. That was pretty good.
Thank you. Can I just please let me rest a bit?
Yeah, no, the captain says we're good to go rest.
Thank you.
We've done... everything he asked of us to do and more. So it's
yes, and I will also take some rest.
Yeah,
I will go short rest at the back of the ship.
Yeah, it's fine. Everybody can take their rest. I mean, it's.
I would like to climb to the top of the crow's perch.
Probably midday right now. Yeah, you can. There are nets that. Lead up to the crow's nest on right and left hand side that are on every ship that you could just climb up. No issues. Cause it's the sun's out again. It's smooth water. So no climbing checks required there. Well, it's midday. So,
I would like to take out my bestiary if I can.
Okay. Yeah.
And, I'm just going to do little sketches of the scenery that I see from the boat, which is just going to be water all the way around.
So Let's see. You guys would be heading south, so that means...
So I'm sort of looking
you
from
can still see Bright...
west, but
yeah,
south.
Brightcaster Island. You guys are headed south. Brightcaster Island is still visible, but, like, it's a ways off.
Is that off to the east, is it?
Yeah, like, you couldn't make out, really... You can't make out, like, details, but you can see the coastline, if that makes okay. sense.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah, best stay out on the lookout for any more of these ships, maybe.
Yeah, do I see any other ships around, or is it just open water in front?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few off to the distance. They're so far away, you couldn't tell if they're just, like, fishing boats or more merchant boats or more pirates or... But they don't look like they're coming towards you or away from you. They're just off in the distance.
Okay. Is there, whereabouts is the sun in the sky?
It's midday. So, like, right above you.
All right. Okay. No worries. And there's, I'm guessing, a few birds and a few other small little ships out at sea.
What's that? Sorry.
And a few other little small boats and a few ships out to sea as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there would all be ships in similar size, if not larger, because it is the open sea where you guys are at right now.
Yeah.
Just to get this straight, we're going to Belrock, right?
Yes.
Where and as are far we as the, with the ship?
Yeah, well, like, that's what I was thinking. I was just about to bring it up. As far as the captain thinks, you guys want to be here, I'll pull you over back to the world map now, since we're not in combat anymore. There is a dock on the very southern side of Belrook.
Ah, yeah, okay. I see.
There are these little islands that, I'll just tell you now, are quote-unquote uninhabitable. Now, if there's people there or creatures there, that's yet to be seen. You could dock there, but then you wouldn't. I mean, maybe there's a wrecked boat you could find to get to Brightcaster, or you could be dropped off on, like, the beaches. Like, they could get in close enough where they could give you guys, like, a little, maybe they probably wouldn't give you a little boat, but you could swim into shore, or you could just go dock at the docks at Belrook. Just depends on how you want to arrive into Belrook.
I'm pretty sure we can convince the captain to let a guy row us over to the shore and then row back with the boat to the ship, maybe.
Does he have a rowing boat?
They should have.
Yeah, they have a couple just for, like, if the ship starts to sink, it's like lifeboats.
Yeah.
It's like what you guys found on the beach of Evercroft when you were researching. Like, they don't have sails or anything like that, but, you know, big enough for, like, 5-6 people kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So should we go to Dusttaker or straight to Belrook? What do you guys think?
Belrook.
I don't know. Anything to do with Dusttaker at the moment.
I mean, does the captain need to go to repair the ship at Dusttaker? Or
no, it didn't take any damage.
No, the only damage it took is repairable out at sea, so they don't need to go to port or anything like that.
We're not like the other ship that took a huge hole in the front and then blew up in the front as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think, well, Cass, basically, he is now sitting, obviously, on top of, he's on top of the lookout. He's in the crow's nest looking out. And he's never seen so much open water. He's wondering if maybe we should head to Dustacre, but at the same point, he's also thinking that maybe that's not the best bet. Maybe the best bet is to go to Belrook, do what we need to do. So, yeah, I vote Belrook.
Same. Don't need anything at the
now. Place. Yeah. I will remind you guys that anybody is welcomed into Belrook. It's just not very welcoming if you're not a native Vaven Gulen.
Yeah.
And people typically don't stay there for too long. So
I want to try out the monster
arena. You guys can just go to the main dock and then get off the boat and then enter into Belrook. But if you were trying to be like sneaking into Belrook, maybe that's not the best, but that's all I'll give you. I don't know.
I don't plan on sneaking into Belrook. I plan on going from the docks. Well, that's Catherine's plan, but
yeah,
okay. I haven't talked to the others about it.
It's her mission, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Essen will trust Catherine on this hopefully diplomatic mission and will be there if anything goes wrong to protect you.
Okay.
Cass is just along for the ride, enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah. He's just doing countryside.
He's just enjoying the countryside. He's not been this far. He's used to just like in forest. This is all over.
You've probably never been on a ship either. So maybe like small boats every now and then, but like not a ship like this. This is a proper sailing ship. This is a yeah. All right. Well, nothing really goes on eventful for the rest of the day. Just say you guys just sit around resting up, drawing pictures in your journals. And
I drew a picture in a journal. That's about right, yeah. Boats.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, really? Yeah, sure.
Really?
I went there. I drew a picture.
If it's right for Cass, it's right for me then.
Okay.
How about that? Rest of the day goes on uneventful. If there's nothing you guys want to go ahead and do, we'll just fast forward to the next day. You guys, so every day you travel, you probably are here now, roughly, on the world map. Oh, shit. They came out from each other. There we go. Roughly. You could start to see the volcano Mount Oshogeo off to the distance. I'm not close enough to it yet to hear the rumblings of an active volcano, but you'll get there.
Oh, no.
And nothing eventful happens today.
Yay!
Catherine, steps up to the railing next to Catherine and points towards the direction of the volcano. What is this place?
That is known as Mount
Oshogeo.
It's an active volcano, also known as Hell's Gate.
Mm.
Was right, sound... correct in that?
Yeah, some people do call it that. Yes. Yeah.
It's also known to have, or people think that a dragon lives there, or some kind of very powerful and large creature lives there.
A dragon.
What?
So the rumors say.
Yes.
Well, dragons are pretty rare nowadays.
I found it very skeptical. I know that the monsters just started inhabiting the islands around here, but a dragon living there for so long, I really highly doubt it. Nobody have seen it, but people are talking about rumors about it.
Didn't you know that there was big pythons that live in the forests? Huge things.
People talk all day, and mostly it's not what people say it is.
Exactly. I have never seen a python, but apparently they're rumored to live there. Now, is this the same thing with a dragon in this volcano?
Highly doubt it.
It just seems like stories to keep people at bay.
Yes, but there's scientific facts about the pythons that actually, they do exist. I've never seen a dragon. Do those the monsters are coming back? Something might point towards that the dragons still exist, but I highly doubt it around these parts.
If you say that, are you classing a dragon as a monster?
It is not counted as a monster, and we do not kill dragons.
Nope.
I would not count it as a mythic creature.
Yes.
So it'd be classed as a mythical beast. So are mythical beasts real? That's the question you ask yourselves.
They are very real.
Do you believe in this, Catherine?
It's like all the fucking fairy tales with fucking unicorns and dragons running about.
I mean,
I've never seen a unicorn. And with these monsters, I doubt a unicorn actually exists. All monsters look like they're grotesque things.
I've never seen a Witcher. But lo and behold, there's one right in front of me.
True, but that is a known fact that witches actually exist. I've never seen or heard about people seeing a unicorn.
Yes, well, I can assure you dragons are a real thing, even though I haven't seen one myself yet. But then again, there are many large creatures that could inhabit such a volcano. doesn't have to be a dragon.
So you're saying dragons do exist, but you've never seen one?
Yes.
How do you know they exist then?
The people at our school have records on them. And there are also records on witches who encountered them. So I've been told. Although, again, I've never seen one myself. It's a rare enough thing that a witcher runs into a dragon.
Yeah, Catherine, just because you don't see something doesn't mean it's not there. Like, do you believe in ghosts?
What do you mean?
Are ghosts real?
If you're talking about the wraith we found earlier.
Now, wraith, that's something different. I'm talking about, like, spiritual beings. Like
is ghosts. It? Because it is a spiritual being.
Yes. I wouldn't know this.
No, you wouldn't know this. So
they are categorized as specters.
Yes.
Okay, so specters. But a normal, typical ghost. Human dies, they have a ghost, right? Is that ghost real? Or is that ghost fake? Because you can say ghosts are myths at the same point as a dragon.
I believe some curses can hold the soul around, yes. But I do also believe that when you're dead, you're dead.
Well, very true. But now we're going on to hypotheticals of do bears shit in the woods? Because yes, they do.
Where else would they shit?
It's a very good point. I've not thought about that. Cass ponders on this for a while.
Ghosts or specters become a problem if they start to hurt people. That's when you should call a witcher.
Okay, yes. But they only hurt people when it's got to a certain point where the human intervention has affected the specter.
Well, we don't know that.
Is that right?
There can be many different reasons why a wraith or a ghost is restless in this world.
Because of
a curse or an accident that happened, like to the woman that we helped on that farm in Shadowgrove.
I would not call that an accident, but
do specters just attack as they do, like a wolf would attack or a bear would attack? Do specters just attack of that way, or is it more of a they only attack when provocated?
Well, if you remember the wraith we encountered at that farm near Shadowgrove, it attacked people who came close to its home, but it did not venture like out into Shadowgrove itself to actively hunt.
Okay, so it was a protection thing.
Yes, so she was tied to her place and she wanted to protect it because she was her home was not in an accident, destroyed by the Crusaders of the Eternal Flame. She wasn't like a predator.
Yeah, no, I was meaning simply for the fact of specters, as you said, they mainly don't attack humans, right? But my thought on it was, well, if they're not actively looking to attack anybody, then are they fine as they are, or do they need to be dealt with?
If they do not attack anyone, they are fine as they are.
Okay, so it's only when they become hostile is when a witcher would be needed to remove them.
Indeed.
So yes, you only remove the ones that hurt people?
Yes. And that prove a direct or an indirect danger to people.
Yes, yeah, then. I was just trying to work that out.
Yes.
When you said you had recordings of dragon, how does such a large beast hunt for food?
Well, they have lairs. That much is known. They do not eat plants. I'm sure you know that. Yes. They hunt for wild animals.
And that is also how I'm saying that I don't believe a dragon is hiding in the volcano, since it would need a larger quantity of food, right?
Yes.
That is very true.
It is unlikely, as I said. Nobody has seen it. It could be anything. It could be many other things. And yes, it would require food to live there.
Can dragons swim?
Yes. I would not know.
Because if dragons can swim, then what's saying the dragon doesn't swim around underneath our boat right now, eating fish and like animals?
That is highly unlikely.
I mean, it's a reptile, not amphibious, but it would not like drown in the water.
Well,
there's a lot of different types of dragons.
It is, but
and it would require a lot of fish to be sated.
Dragons eat like the same as their body weight or something like that.
Mm. Real quick, would it be safe to say that whilst we're having this conversation, this goes on throughout the day, so we're traveling while we're talking?
Well, yeah, of course. That's always... Anytime you guys are just sitting here like we're doing role-playing and you're traveling, I'm just assuming this is as you guys are walking, sitting on a boat, on your horses, in a whatever. You're just automatic. Because, like, you guys are not, like, sailing the ship. So...
No, we're just passengers.
Yeah, so it's constantly moving. It's never at a rest. This is, like I said, merchant ship. I mean, you couldn't really stay at rest at open sea. You'd still move just due to currents and stuff. But like, yes, he's always constantly, if he's not sailing, he has his first mate sailing. So when he's, you know, sleeping, his first mate's sailing the ship. Vice versa. But yeah, anytime you guys are doing this kind of like role playing, even if you're in like a dungeon, unless you guys say we're going to stand here and talk, I'm going to assume you guys are progressively moving forward.
Yes.
If that's good with you guys.
But yeah. Sure. So yeah, if nothing happens during the day.
Yeah, I mean.
And it goes by without any dangers.
Yeah, yeah. And today doesn't. So, if you guys were done, we could... This night goes through... uneventful. Wake up the next morning and now you guys are probably about
you need to hold alt and mark them both and then hold.
Oh, there it is. I got it.
Nice. So where are we at?
You guys are goddamn it.
Just do it one by one.
Yeah, just delete the circle. We just
There we go. It would just make this bigger.
Name it party. Like
yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Party. So you guys be passing through this like cove. Right? Again, it's not small by any means, but you'd be passing by Dust Acre today. And you can actually start to hear the volcano off in the distance today. This is day three. Yeah, this is day three.
I think
so. Got two more days of travel before you get to Belrook. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, I would like to basically set my hammock up at the front of the ship.
Okay. Yeah.
And basically be just chilling in there, looking at the sky, with Kage, who I'm hoping is done with being sick.
That goes my bet.
Well done. High or low?
Oh, high.
Yep, Kage is done being sick.
Nice.
So, again, nothing happens really eventful today.
My bed is gone, damn it.
So you guys are probably about here on day four. And see if anything happens. No, nothing happens.
Those rolls.
Except for the first day. You guys had a little fun adventure. If you guys don't want anything to do, we can just skip to the next day.
Sure.
You guys are
I'm assuming
here.
We have dinner with the captain every night.
Yeah, yeah. You guys would be invited to
sleep
dinner
with the
every
captain
night.
Every night.
No, I'm not sleeping with the captain. I'm just waiting for most of the crew to go to sleep before I go to sleep.
He would invite you in every night to have meals and tell you stories of his travels and stuff like that.
Invite.
So day five rolls around. You guys... say like at some point you all three are at like the front of the ship and you can see Belrook's docks, and you guys get there about a little after midday, so like 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. As you get there, the ship doesn't even because they don't need to stay here. They're just dropping you guys off. They take one of those rowboats, and they have the captain has one of his men row you guys in to the actual docking area, where there's two other ships that are fairly sized that are docked there as of right now. You guys get to the docks, and immediately as soon as you get off the boat, you understand what everybody was saying about Beowrk. It is a very Viking-esque feeling. Everybody that's walking around is in armor and has weapons, even the women. There's not too many kids running around, and the ones that are don't really look like kids. They're obviously they're like same height, and you can tell like, oh, hey, that's a kid, but they don't act like your typical kids. You know, they grow up here in Beowrk, which is a fight to survive kind of place. Let me just do that. And then let me get one second. Beowrk map? Huh?
We got a Beowrk map coming?
No. I mean, I have a certain, not a full map of Beowrk, though. I was going to do that, but that is quite a challenge to do for all the cities. Yeah, so I mean, this is the dock area is pretty similar to like any other docks area you'd go to. I mean, like there is a little marketplace where people are selling fish and stuff. It's fairly busy. Beowrk, let me get you some stats on that real fast. Beowrk is, just to give you guys an idea of how big it is. So there is 2,000 people, roughly, that live here.
That's not a lot.
Yeah, it's not huge by any means. Big enough, but the only people that are allowed to live here are native descents. So if you do not have native Avangula blood in you, then you are not welcomed here for longer than a few days. The city, as you guys, I'll just kind of explain it as you guys are walking through. There are actually no gates or walls around this, but yet natural stone walls, just big boulders that are almost in a big circle with gaps that would allow you to walk in. That would be great places for gates, but there are none. There are watchtowers at each of these entrances, though. The buildings are not made out of stone and aren't built like typical stones. They're more like tents, big tents, almost like big circus tents, depending on the building. But there are no stone structures here. There might be like a stone wall that starts as the foundation of the tent, but yeah, no stone buildings. You guys can hear like the screaming of a crowd up ahead, and you can actually see like it's like a railing that seems to go in a big circle. And then there's what looks to almost be like rows of seats, bleachers that you can see. As you guys are walking through Beowrk, people are eyeing you a little funny. You don't look like the people here. You don't dress like the people here. And of course, like I said, not very welcomed unless you are a native. Nobody's approaching you. Nobody's saying anything, but you are getting looks of disgust. Some people might spit as you walk by, but nobody approaches you or tries to start a conversation.
Hey, Katrin,
that's usually how witches are greeted in the Northern Realms.
Yes. And the last thing is you guys notice that everybody's got some sort of symbol, a cloak with a symbol on it, painted on a breastplate. And you
recognize the symbol from the cloak that we got,
where there's multiple symbols and different colors. And like you remember the before you left, the king said of Evercroft told you guys that Belruk is made up of different clans that all rule under Torian, who is the leader of Belruk as a whole. But it's all broken down. Everybody's in there, a clan of some sort.
Yes, and I believe my mentor told me what clan it was. When I showed him the icon.
I think he said he knew that that came from Belruk, but he didn't know the name.
That could be it as well.
We're going with that.
Okay. Because I didn't type it down this time, so...
Did you type it down?
No.
Oh.
It was just a seal of one of the clans.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So that is... that's Belruk.
Okay.
Well, you guys are here on a lead of gray capes with black moons stitched in them. And that's about it.
I will try to keep an eye on that. But first of all, I will try to see if I can find the place where the king will be at.
Eston will stick to Catherine.
So...
Kaus will stick with Eston and Catherine.
Yeah, probably not best to split up here.
Yeah.
How would you like to just like roam around the city?
For now, yeah, going in and maybe look for the biggest house or biggest building that looks like somewhat where a king would be for a Viking.
Yeah, yeah. You guys.
Like a long house?
Yeah. It would be more similar to like what you guys saw in Shadowgrove in Uhtred's Keep.
Yes.
How it's like one big room. But yeah, you guys are just walking around, and from the docks, you enter into like the market area, and then you guys get closer to that screaming, the roar of a crowd. And
I guess we found our finding pit.
I want to try that.
With Eston, your medallion starts to hum, and all of a sudden all three of you hear a roar of a monster.
Is this Catherine, is this the monster fighting pit we've heard about?
Might be. I wouldn't see any other reason for a monster being inside the city.
Yeah, nobody's running or screaming. Like, the screams you guys are hearing are screams of like what you would hear in a gladiator ring.
Would it be a detour for us to check on that arena?
We can talk, or we can check the arena after we talk to the king.
Right.
Please stay on target for now, at least.
Maybe the king's at the arena.
I highly doubt the king is in the arena.
He might be watching the fight.
Yeah, but we should check the
if this is something that occurs every single day, I highly doubt the king will be attending every single fight.
I don't know.
He has to be a busy man as well, right?
So right.
I'm going with my guts and saying that the king is not at the fighting pits, and I will still go for the.
We're going okay. to put a bet on that.
No, that's fine. Cass, are you gonna?
What are you gonna bet?
I asked if you would like to put a bet on that.
Yeah, but what are you gonna bet?
I will bathe every day for a week.
And what do I have to do if I lose?
You have to roll around in mud and stay dirty for a week.
I will not accept this challenge.
Ah, chicken. So sure. If you're so sure that he's going to be there. I know he's going to be in the arena. I know he's going to be there.
Let's check the longhouse first.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, you guys are walking around, and eventually you do find the what you would imagine to be the longhouse. And it's kind of like suspended up on a cliff. Not when I say cliff, I don't mean cliff like you fall off and you die kind of cliff. Like you would get hurt, but it's probably only like 20
it's
feet
like
up.
Another tier. It's just another
yeah,
tier.
And there's like a pathway that goes up in like a zigzag formation, like a Z, whatever you guys call it. Mm. And that pathway leads up to like the front gate to the keep.
I will approach one of the guards.
Yeah, there's about four guards on each side of the gate. They look pretty beaten and battered, and one of them, they're all wearing these like silver capes. So and one of them has it like the capes like on the side of him, so it like covers up his right arm, and you can see a sun on that cape.
So not the guy we need, or the clan we need.
I mean, not the clan. It's not the same cape that you guys found. Yeah, different clan.
Yes.
But what does our cape look like again?
It's gray. It's like a dark gray with a black moon stitched in the middle of it.
Mm. Okay.
Excuse me. We have come from Evercroft by a diplomatic errand and requires to speak with the king.
Evercroft, you say? He spits on the ground. Well, there's no king that needs to talk to you here.
I think there is. Since we found an attack on Evercroft that apparently came from Belrock.
No idea what you're talking about.
I would like to pull out the cape with the clans that we found at the boat.
Looks down at his cape, looks at the cape you're showing him. Doesn't look like this cape, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know for a fact that you have different clans in this city. Can you tell me what clan this emblem, what it called?
Give me a persuasion.
Oh, yeah. Charisma coming in clutch.
We'll see if it does.
Moving on.
Never mind. I have plus five.
He just stands there and looks at you.
Motherfucker.
Was there anything else I can help you with?
Where are the people who wear these capes? Have you seen them?
I mean, they're all over the place. Go walk down the city streets.
We shall.
Hey, it's not my place to give you information. So,
hey, do you know what creature you've got fighting in the pit today?
It's a Kikimora, I believe is what they call it.
Is that pulling a good crowd today, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's the fighting pits. It pulls good crowds every day.
Who can participate in these fights?
Anyone that thinks they're man enough.
Mm-hmm.
Does your king fight in the pits?
Yeah, from time to time. When he needs to restore his dominance.
Is he there today?
I think that's enough talking from me.
All right.
Thanks and he like turns time. Turns his back and like starts talking to his boys behind him.
I tried a different way there, Esther. I tried going around it a different way to try and lure him to tell us what he was going to say. But
I think we won't get anything out of this one.
Maybe worked.
No, too bad.
Let's find someone who walks around with the same cape.
I highly doubt we're going to find it.
Can I make a perception check?
Did he say they walk all over the place here?
Yeah, can I make a perception check to see how many different colors of capes I see?
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's wanted to roll for anything like this yet, so.
I am blind. Yeah. It's like Stevie Wonder.
From this area, you see the silver 16. Capes, obviously. Yeah, I mean, everybody roll perception.
I Essen rolled a 16.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do a group kinda. Yeah, so I mean, you don't know how many clans live here, So you don't know if this is everything, but these are the ones you see. You see, obviously, the silver one with the sun on it. You see a blue one that looks like it has waves, like ocean waves. You see a green one that has like the silhouette of a jungle on it. You see a brown one that you can't really make out the emblem that's on it. You just see like the brown one you don't see many of. And you just haven't gotten a good look to see at the image on the brown one. And Esten, you're the only one that sees it, but you do see a group of three men wearing gray capes with black moon stitched in the back of them.
Hey guys, there are some of them over there. Now he points towards this group of three men with capes. Yeah,
and you guys see him instantly as soon as he points them out.
I would like to walk sort of in front of Esten, put my hand on his chest and turn around to both him and Catra and say, do we really want to go up to a group of three and confront them about attacking Evercroft in the middle of town? That does not seem like the smart way to do things.
No, I agree.
If we go over there and we start causing a ruckus, we've already got people here that don't like us being here, for starters. If we go over and we confront one of the groups, what's to stop all of them getting in on it and no more us? So we need to think of a smart way around this.
How also, remember, the king wants the person that is responsible but brought back alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, can I make another perception check to see what they look like? Or can you just tell me?
Yeah, they are walking away from you, but you might be able to pick up on something that you'll be able to recognize them by, like earrings or something. So, give me a perception check.
Okie
dokie. Yeah, they're...
I've got sweat in my eyes, guys. Can't see anything.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, you get a little sweat that drops down into your eye, and then as you, like, clear the sweat away, a crowd of people have moved, and you can't see their capes anymore. You know they're probably still, like, right out in front of this crowd where you saw them, but you just can't see their capes anymore, and you kind of lose them.
I just love how our ranger in the party has the lowest perception.
Perception.
Out of all of us.
Not that kind of ranger, I guess.
Apparently not.
It's just because perception is a wisdom skill, and that's not usually the primary attribute of a ranger.
It is. Because it's also used for survival.
That is true.
Oh, no, if I had dexterity, I would be just knocking this out of the ballpark with dexterity, but it's not.
Well,
so as far as I've learned from this land, they only really recognize strength. And I think maybe if we win a round in the arena, people would see us with different eyes.
I am not setting my foot on a filthy arena just to...
You've set your foot on a filthy land.
I had a goal in mind there. Just to go in and fight some mindless creature for winning their favor in this city. I have other ways to go around stuff.
Yeah, I can fight in the arena.
That's sorry, what are we doing?
I'm pointing out that these people here only really recognize strength, and they only respect that primarily. And if we fight in the arena and prove ourselves, they might look at us with different eyes and might be more willing to talk to us, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I have another idea.
Besides, I always love a good arena fight.
I mean, are we going as a threesome to go fight, or are you looking to go on your own?
I have another idea.
What is it?
But we have to wait a day.
Well, and during that day, I can hop into the pit real quick.
I can look around in the crowd to see if I can find any more of these.
Not wander off alone. Just
black,
saying.
Black moons. Black moon, is it black moon? Grey moons?
Grey capes.
Black the full moon. I've got... Okay, so... shall we just call them grey capes? Just because it's easier.
Grey capes? Really? There could be other grey capes.
What do you want to call them? What do you want to call them? Assholes?
All of them are assholes.
Okay, we'll just call them assholes. So, while the Witcher is doing his fighting, then I will look around more for some more of these assholes in the crowd. And
as long as we don't start any trouble, there shouldn't be a problem with us.
I'm not going to go up to them. I just want to be able to see, because if it draws in crowds, I want to be able to see if we can see like a leader of the group there.
What is your idea, Katrin?
What if instead of going to the arena to fight, you offer your service to the king here as a witcher? They're bound to have some problems with monsters, right?
I'm not sure. I've not heard anything about this land so far.
All I know is that the monsters have taken a toll on the city. But it is a group of fighting people.
But as far as we know, the king also likes to go in. He's interested in these arena fights. And if he hears that a witcher has won a few rounds in that arena, and then he approaches him, that would be a different thing, you know? Then he saw what I can do.
But I'm also afraid of you going into the arena to get matched up with impossible odds against you, because they see an outsider coming into the city trying to prove themselves.
You never know, I guess.
It could be rigged for outsiders.
How would you want to check that?
We can go and check it out. But please, please, don't jump in it just for fun in the start. Just wait a bit.
Very well.
I'm guessing we're going to the arena then.
Okay. You guys been like walking down from the castle, or I guess it's not really a castle. It's a big tent, but the keep, we will call it. And you start to hear the roar of the crowd again, and you get closer and closer. And then, like I said, there's like a little railing, not tall, like anybody could hop over it. It's just, I don't know even why they would put something up like this, but it's a railing that goes all the way around the arena, and there's like a couple entrances. And you guys walk in, there's no fee or anything. And you guys are getting there actually right as the fight is kind of done. So there is the map. Just imagine all these bleachers are full of people and shit like that. You guys would come in from like over here. And there's like a whole little, as you guys walk in, there's off to the right, there's like some tents set up, some desks. There's people, you guys kind of pick up on it eventually that's where you place bets and that's where people are betting. And then off to the left, there's another set of like three tents and some tables. And you can see people buying big mugs of ale and food. And just like, and when I mean food, I mean just like bones of meat and just really all meat. There's not really any vegetables or anything.
I already hate the city.
Yeah. And, all of you get just this big waft of just blood.
Familiar.
As you guys kind of explore the arena a little bit, the actual pit is sits down 30 to 40 feet. You can't really tell depending on where you are, I guess 30 to 40 feet down. And then right in the middle is just this big hole with blood just all around it.
Don't fall in that hole, apparently.
And you, that'd be a bad place. You can actually, once you guys get closer, you can see a couple people pushing, like rolling a dead Kikimora, and they just roll it off into the hole.
Great. So burial hole. Guessing there's a lot more dead bodies down there.
It surely reeks of it.
Do we spot any important looking person here with the silver cape?
Yeah, I mean, you don't. You see directly in front of you guys on the adjacent side of the pit, there is obviously more bleachers. There's bleachers all around this pit that you can sit. And then off to the right, you get a glimpse of some stairs that lead up over like another cliff that's probably about 20 to again, another 20 to 30 feet. So it's a decent amount of stairs, but it leads up, and then there's this platform that has these like goldish orangish flags that are hanging down, flapping in the wind. And you can't see on top of it, but if you would, I guess, anybody of importance would be sitting up there.
Maybe okay. The king.
Well, if he's here. Well, the king, we saw, it doesn't look like there's another fight. Is people still hanging about after the fight?
Yeah, it doesn't look like anybody's really shuffling along from the... from the bleachers. There might be a few people getting up and like going to the concession stands, but nobody's leaving. And the fighter seems to be staying in the pit. He's like down on one knee, and there's like a couple people around him like bandaging up a wound on his arm.
So it does look like there might be another fight, guys.
Yeah,
we need to find the king. That's our primary objective.
Now, do we need to find the king, or do we just need to find someone to point us in the direction of the king?
Well, first of all, I need to speak to the king about this attack that has been made on Evercroft.
Yeah, but if we go walking in there and say, we need to see the king, because there was an attack on Evercroft, I don't think that's going to go down very well soon.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think any random stranger can come here and have an audience with the king. But someone that proves his worth in the arena might have some different respect on these people, because apparently they worship this.
Okay. Well, if you want to prove yourself in the arena, I will go and see if the king is here. I will go over to the place where it looks like important people are. I'm guessing there's guards the stairs.
Yeah, there's guards on each side of the stairs. I should really put them down.
Can I put my hood up and try and slink into the crowd?
Yeah, you can, and it's not very hard to do. I mean, there's a lot of people here. Probably, if you would have to guess, half the city's here.
Okay, so I would like to sneak into the crowd. These people, is there a lot of people sitting on the bleachers around looking into
the- Yeah, I mean, the bleachers are practically full. They just don't have that many assets. And
I would like to sit close to somebody, but not ridiculously close to them. So there's obviously like a person's gap between us.
Okay.
At like the top of the bleachers somewhere.
Yeah. You find a spot. You have to kind of move your way past a few people, but you do find a spot towards the top.
Can I make a perception check to see if I can, from that height, see if I can see anybody with the scene of these gray capes with the moon on?
Yeah. Yeah, roll a perception check.
Not been great at ease.
No, you shit at them.
With a 19, there's... Yeah, you see a few.
Okay.
I will put them down just so you can see for yourself.
I would like to...
Rage.
I'd like to keep an eye on them, but...
Not a barbarian.
A small note out of my book. Write on it saying, Estan, I see a few cloaks. I will watch from the bleachers. And tie that with a piece of string around Kage's like a collar, but not a collar, but like tie in a collar fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And send Kage over to Estan.
Okay. So the these guys that I just set down, so you see two that are off to the same bleachers you're at. There's two of them just on the first two rows.
Okay.
And then the bleacher set that's off to your right, is there is another one sitting again on the second bleacher up.
Okay.
Those are the three you see. Why do you have two Kages?
I don't know. So I will send Kage with this note to Estan.
Okay. Estan, Kage runs up to you and is holding a note. and like paws at you.
Kneel down and grab the note and pat him a bit and then read it.
He scurries off.
And I then lean over to Katrin, tapping her shoulder and whispering to her the information that he wrote on that note. He's sitting there in the crowd looking for people.
I will walk up to one of the guards and ask, is the king here?
Who's asking?
Katrin Flamebringer.
Who the fuck is Katrin Flamebringer?
The sorceress of the king from Evercroft.
Evercroft? What the fuck are you doing down here?
Need an audience with the king.
The king will see no one from Evercroft, and he spits on the ground.
The king will want to see me, and I would like to try to intimidate him.
Okay. Roll for intimidation.
Wow,
17.
He like kind of steps back, like takes one step back. All right, I'll go see if the king is busy or not. And you see him start to walk up the stairs. Some time passes. He comes back down. Like I said, the king will see no one from Evercroft.
What if I say I brought a witcher with me?
What's a witcher?
Something that hunts monsters.
And I hunt monsters. Am I a witcher?
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You wouldn't have the skill to be a witcher, I'm sorry to say.
Well, is there anything else I can help you with? King's not going to see you.
Well, at least we know he's here. You may have a good day. And don't try to soil yourself next time.
Would we receive an audience from the king if we win in the arena?
I don't know. Maybe. Look, I got important stuff to do. And he like looks around. Looks around you, but no, he doesn't. He's like, I don't know. Maybe. The king might want to see you.
All right.
I don't know. No outsiders ever won though before, so.
Yeah.
That's good information. Thank you.
As I thought, totally fucking rigged against outsiders.
They really don't like outsiders.
Nope.
But if an outsider, if the first outsider would win in their arena.
Maybe.
I'm sure that would cause some attention.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, and I want to.
Well. Go sign up then. Someone says over the crowd.
Yes, I will.
Would you put my name on that paper as well, Aston?
And Cass's too? Yeah,
yes. Cass. Give me a second. I will send message to Cass. You're up for fighting in the arena. I'm pissed.
Cass is in the crowd watching some Black Moon guards right now.
I am sending this message as the spell message. So you will hear it in your head.
If you were to look over to the bleachers, you would just see Cass's head just drop. Just like, fuck. Okay. So Cass
You can reply to the message, just saying.
Oh, I can reply to the message.
Mm-hmm. It can be replied.
The message back to you is... Fuck. I'm currently watching some of these Black Moon.
And then it cuts out. You only have a certain amount. Yeah.
Technically, that's 6 seconds.
Yes.
So did you tell him you were signing up?
So the message, it's normally ruled as you can say 20 words or so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Well, he said fuck. He's currently watching some, and then it cut out. So.
Can you talk to him again?
Put his name on it.
All right. And Aston walks over to find some kind of a notice board or a guy who receives...
I'm guessing it was at the front where the bets
were taken. Yeah, you would kind of be like, maybe I should go talk to the guy that takes bets. He's probably...
Yeah, where is he?
He's back at the front over here.
Oh, yeah, over there. Yes, I walk up to him.
Hmm.
Hey, you.
As you up and down? What do you want? You want to place a bet?
I want to fight.
Oh. Outsider wants to fight, guys. And he like hits the people next to him, you know? He's like, what? check this guy out. All right. You think you got what it takes? Well, the rules are, there really aren't any fucking rules. Except that you fight by yourself. That's about the only one.
Damn it.
You good with it?
I'm good with it.
If you win, you get a cut of the earnings that are placed against you.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not get to choose what you fight. What you fight is what you fight. And I guess how it goes is monster kills you, you lose. You kill the monster, you win.
Sounds simple.
You think you can do that?
I can.
All right. Well, there's about 5 rounds in front of you, depending on how those go. So,
all right. Oh, wait.
Write your name in this book, and you'll be called over by the announcer when it's your turn to fight.
And he writes down Aston the Witcher.
Aston the Witcher. All right. Aston the Witcher. Huh? Interesting.
I'd like to send another note to...
I don't know what the fuck a Witcher is. Whatever. Okay. All right. Well, you're good. All right. Well, go wait till your turn.
And he walks off.
Shoes you off with a hand.
I'd like to send another note, but this time to Catherine to tell her where I am.
I know where you are. I have to point at you with the message.
Okay. As this is kind of going on, another fighter comes out, or the same fighter stays in the ring, but another Kikimura comes out and they start fighting. Let's see if he wins. Fails that one. Yeah, so this fighter, the fighter that was fighting when you guys first came in, is decapitated by the Kikimura. Oh,
great.
Crowd goes wild. Blood goes everywhere. Fuck. A bunch of guys like rush in with like these long halberds and spears and like push the Kiki. There's like cages along this right wall over here. There's like a bunch of cages, big different size cages, and it's got a bunch of different monsters in it. Some of them you guys recognize, some of them you don't.
So that fight really let this fine pit go to his head.
Yes. Sure. Another fighter walks out and an announcer kind of like, you hear him come from up top here of the where you would think important people would be. You like, you can from where you Katrin, are you where you are on the map? Or are you?
No, I will actually be standing right here.
Okay, yeah. So like if you were to turn around, you'd be able to see like his head. Essen would see him because he's on the opposite side, but it's just like an announcer, and he announces the next fighter to come out, and sure enough somebody stands up and walks out into the arena, and this one actually has a gray cape with a black moon on. You see Esten, what is your passive, what is everybody's passive perception?
Mine is,
if you guys know that.
Give me a sec. Mine is 11.
11, okay.
Not 14.
Great. 14 would be fine.
Where do you see that?
Below all your skills.
It should be like under your skills. It should say passive perception.
Oh, 10.
10, okay. As to when you see this guy, like you all recognize his cape, so you know he's part of the clan that you are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Essen, you see a couple of them pop up next to you, just like standing up and cheering. And then Cass, you also see the three over by you stand up and start to cheer louder for their fellow clan member that's going into the pits. The fight goes on. Let's see if he dies or the monster wins. Kiki Morris seems to be like the monster they have the most abundant of.
Mm-hmm.
Fails his first attack. Fails. This guy, the Kikimura sends its piercers straight through the middle of him. And he fucking gets ripped in half and dies. So they're not having a great day for fighters. Third fighter walks in. And again, announcement. Fight goes on. And he wins this round. People cheer him on. He's the first victor since the first fight that you guys saw. fourth fight continues, goes on, and he is one of the ones wearing the silver with the sun on it.
Hmm.
And he succeeds. And then
can I do a perception roll to see if that Kikimura was actually wounded before going into the fight?
Sure.
Just wanted to see if it was still yeah. since that is one of the king's guards. That's a 19.
It looked like it was in as healthy as a Kikimura could be that is in captivity.
Okay.
How about that? So and then the announcer comes up and says, next up is an outsider, apparently. And everybody boos. And says, Esten the Witcher, will you please enter to the fighting pits? The entrance is over here, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
I will quickly send a message to the to Esten. What happened to my name?
I'm only allowed to fight alone.
Damn it.
There are no group fights, apparently.
Well, nope. I didn't get the last thing, but yeah, because it was message.
Hmm.
Cal stands up and starts clapping.
The only one.
And then starts slow clapping, looking around, everyone looks at him and sits back.
Yeah, everybody again. Just like stops, it goes silent, and everybody looks at you.
And I just like, and come on, Kikimura!
So, Esten, you step foot into the arena and a big metal gate closes behind you. And instead of a Kikimura, you will not be fighting that. You will be fighting a Forktail.
Mm.
Oh my God, you're getting
So as you step in, that's probably equivalent to the size. They're medium sized creatures.
I'd say
we hardly knew ye.
Fairly size. What's that? They're large, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, then that is.
All right. So you step in to the ring. And then that's some nice combat music. Yeah, I'm getting there. The announcer says, and today we have something special. Creature, we do not know its name, but this man claims to be a monster killer. So let's see how well he does against this beast. And a gate slowly pulls out and you hear a doom, doom, and out comes a dragonoid figure that has a large, sharp horn coming out of the middle of its head, its snout. It's got these two big, like reddish colored wings and then a spiked spine that goes to a spiked tail.
Essen would shout to the crowd,
it's a fork tail.
You see a bunch of people, a fork tail, fork tail, fork tail, go fork tail. Everybody starts screaming.
Why am I getting I'm getting flashbacks to Thor the Ragnarok. He's a friend.
Oh yeah. He's a friend. That's so good.
That is good. All right. Battle music starts. All right. Roll initiative, good buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 16. My God. You both rolled 16s.
What's his dexterity?
It's a 12. Yeah.
I have 18. So
okay, so you'll go first. Let me just go like this. Okay. It screeches, the fork tail screeches into the air and then like locks eyes on you and starts to make its way on over to you. It is your turn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I will move over here.
Okay.
And ready my silver sword. And that is my turn.
So with speed, you sprint and you unshield a sword that glistens in the sunlight. And you like slide into position and then steady yourself. The forktail, this turn. So you're holding your
action. Yeah, I'm holding my turn. And if you should reach me, I'm ready to attack.
Well, Oh boy, can he. He, like, you know how a bull readies a charge and, like, hoofs the ground?
Yeah.
It does that with one leg and then charges you. Doop, 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 with its head down. Dust is coming up after every foot just hits the ground under immense force, and it's going to try to essentially headbutt you, ram you with its horn.
Mm-hmm. Do I get to attack first? Oh, no, he headbutts
me. Yes, I mean, are you going to take your action first before it does?
Or I don't know. I mean, I've readied my turn.
It's up to you. If you want to attack, I'll let you attack first because it got a 22 to hit.
Yes, I would like to.
17 hits.
Nice. That's 10 slashing damage on him.
So as it's charging at you, doom, 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 you come like up with it and cut it like right across its like cheek, but it's still, the horn impacts right against your chest at this same time. I mean, 14.
Okay.
And you did...
I did 10 slashing damage to it.
Okay, yeah. And what is... doesn't have any. Okay. Okay. It is your turn.
Yes. I will quickly down a potion of swallow.
Okay.
Oh, wait, why doesn't it... Oh, no, wait.
So, potion of swallow...
No, it doesn't.
Nice. I like what you did there. For all of the listeners that were playing on Roll 20, and Witcher has gone ahead and added a gif of Geralt drinking a potion as he presses like his swallow button, which is his healing. That's awesome. All right. So it's
1d6. Oh, I heal for 2.
Dad,
for 4 sucks. Turns.
So and you heal for 2 for 4 turns, or you roll each turn?
I roll each turn.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
And I will attack it again.
Okay.
10.
10. You swing your sword and it like lifts its head up and it hits one of the spikes that's coming out of its head, and you don't make contact with its flesh.
Walk over this side. And that's my turn.
All right, and you kind of dance around it, try to get behind it, maybe try to confuse it a little bit, but it follows you and it rears up with its head and then tries to come down like a battering ram does on top of you for a 10.
It misses.
I don't think that hits. You see it coming and you like do a spin and just dance right out of the way, right before the fork tail just indents the ground with its horn behind the force of the attack. I think that's all it can do. Its turn. Yes. So it is your turn.
All right. I will place an Urden sign at the ground.
Oh my God.
Have you done this for every spell?
Maybe. I've found a new toy.
That's cool.
Someone has too much free time on their hands.
That is cool. That is really cool. I like it.
What's the radius of it again? 10 yes. radius.
So
10.
And I'm guessing you're going to put it just right around your point.
Can't
you
move have it. To put.
You can't?
I cannot. Oh, wait. No, I tried wrong. Again. Yeah, I will. 5, 10. Yes, I will place it.
Right here?
Well, yes. It would be... I cannot control it.
Really?
That's strange. Yeah, I will...
It has to be...
Yeah, I will...
I cannot put center it around it.
I will center it on him, yes.
Okay, so you see Esten do a hand sign with his hand sign with his hands, makes a sign in the air with his hands, and then he places his palm on the ground, and then all of a sudden the fork tail the fork tail like goes in slow motion and starts to move slowly.
Yes.
And I think so, I said...
It has disadvantage on attacks against me, and I have advantage on attacks against it. Yes. But it lasts only for one turn. God damn it. and well, I will attack it again with my sword.
Attack with advantage.
18.
You come in, and as you are able to move faster, you like put your blade under where the wing connects to the body, like its armpit, and just slice out. Blood just shoots out of its arm.
12 slashing damage.
Okay. Screeches out in pain.
And that then, is my turn.
It is going to try to bite you with disadvantage.
Yes.
14.
Misses.
14. So, like I said, in slow motion, it reaches out and opens its giant jaws, and you just see rows of sharp teeth coming for your middle section, your torso, and you jump backwards, and it closes its mouth with force, but in slow motion. That's all I can do.
Excuse me, I forgot to roll for the swallow healing.
Yes.
I heal for 6.
Very good. It is your turn.
Yes.
So I'd say just roll again so we don't forget for your healing.
Yes.
Just do that so we don't forget now. So for another 2.
Yeah, it's 1d6 plus my constitution modifier was just 1. So I'm now healed for 3. You can just let the Urden sign there. I will cast it again, and I will roll a d4 to see how long the second one remains there. Yes!
3, that's good.
3 turns.
That is gonna help you for sure.
Urden, yeah, I can track it here. All right, that was my bonus action, and I will attack it again with my sword.
Okay.
13.
So with an advantage, you hit. It's a large creature. So it's fairly easy to hit. And
14 slashing damage.
As you you take your blade and it like comes in to bite, and you slice it across its like face. You slice like through its jaw, pretty much, like from jaw to jaw. And it like backs up in pain for 14.
All right, it's turn. All right,
it is its turn. But before it goes, Cass and Katrin, give me a perception check, please.
Copy that. That's a 20.
Nice.
I'm just enjoying the fight. That's all I'm
doing. What's your roll?
9.
What's your? Oh, okay. Yeah. You are so focused on the fight, but Katrin, you can see some more of those gray cape dudes walking, and you see one that is walking in front of like 3 guys, and the guy in front, you like obviously with a 20, you get a really good look at him, and you can maybe he's the leader of that clan. And as he passes, they actually say, "Hey, Rags, there's a spot over there. Let's go get that."
So we got a name.
And they like walk over behind you and like sit over here on these bleachers.
You said Rags, right?
Rags. R-A-G-Z.
C, okay.
Z. Z.
Yeah.
As in Z. Z. Yeah. Zebra.
How long have we been going for?
An hour?
An hour and 25 minutes. Closely, roughly. But we are... What happened to my music? I don't know. There it is. We're going to continue, though. All right. So I just wanted to make sure we saw that. All right.
It's the Forktail's turn.
Forktail is still at disadvantage and moving in slow motion due to your Witcher spell, Yarden. He's going to try to use his horn to hit you. And with a seven, I'm going to say that misses you. He like comes like trying it, coming in from the side to pierce you with the tip of its horn. And you parry it away with your sword. That's all it can do for its turn. All
right.
It is your turn, Master Witcher.
Four. All right. That's all my healing gone.
Well, it hasn't hit you much, so.
Yes, true. I will down a potion of white honey to remove all my toxicity.
Very good.
So and you, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, my toxicity has been reset.
Yes.
Damn piece of gifts.
Yeah, yes. Love them. And I will attack it again with my silver sword. 24.
24 hits.
Man, I want to crit. Nine slashing damage.
So you kind of like dance around it and you see an opening in its side and you go in for a piercing move and you sink the blade in deep into its spotty. It screeches out in pain and you track back and wait for an attack and you're 9 damage. All right. It's gonna try to reach in with its mouth again and bite. 17 with disadvantage.
Yeah, it hits.
That hits? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it lunges in, and with it being slowed down, you kind of misjudge a little bit of how quickly you are spinning, and you like kind of spin into the attack itself. It wraps its jaws around your like your torso and just, and you hear a crack in the side of your right side. Take 12 piercing damage.
God damn it. I'm now reading. I thought it would work like in the Witcher games where you could down a white honey and then take potions again, but it cannot.
Nope.
No, you can't.
No, it says so if you read it. You may not drink any potions for 1 hour after you drink this.
Yeah. Well, that would be a little overpowered if you could just keep...
It would, yes, it would be.
Well, it also costs 100 gold to get the white honey, so...
Mm.
Yeah. And that is the Forktail's turn.
Yes. And I attack it again with my silver sword.
Okay. 13 hits.
11 slashing damage.
So as it's like, has you, you're not grappled, but as it's grappling you with its jaw around your torso, what you do to get it to release is you like grab the horn and just shing, try to stab right into the neck, and it lets you go and you pull your sword out as it backs away from you. And it takes 11.
How's it looking? Health-wise.
It's bleeding. It looks like it's starting to get a little tired.
All right.
Is that your turn?
It's my turn?
Is that all you were going to do was just attack?
Oh, that's yes. All you did? I can only attack it right now.
Okay. One more round of Yarden, I believe?
Yes. So after my next attack, it goes away.
It will fall. Okay. Well, it's going to elect its results of biting you, so it's going to try to bite again with a 9 that misses. It tries to bite you in the same location, but again, it is moving too slow, and you can kind of react from it. You kind of flip over its head as it bites you, and it misses. All right. It's your turn.
One more slash.
18 hits.
For seven.
Seven. As you jump over it, you land and spin, and you get just like the tip of your blade to cut it across its face.
And Irden vanishes.
Now it doesn't take any more thingies.
Disadvantage.
Now I can't grab it.
I can't either.
Oh, I got it. All right. After feeling it coming back to like normal speed as the spell wears off, It's going to try to pierce you with its big horn that's coming out of its snout.
Ooh.
23.
That hits.
Oof. For 14.
All right.
How you looking?
Not good.
The forked tail comes swinging around with its horn coming in, and it pierces you right in your side of your hip. But that's its turn. You know that crit you were talking about? You might want to get that going.
Might want to crit too.
You might want to crit save.
Yes. No. Oof. I do not.
Yeah, no. You yeah, after taking the hit to your side from the horn, you like try to swing and you almost catch its wing, but it lifts its wing up just in time for you to miss. It's its turn. Mm-hmm. And it's going to try to headbutt you again.
Oh.
22.
Hit.
16.
I'm down.
Oh, fuck. Unconscious. Nice. Okay.
That's the end of the Witcher podcast.
Yes, he falls back, not moving.
Okay. Then that is combat over. And
I did God, say it
what's
was going
to happen here?
Can me and Katrin rush in to help?
Or am I being dragged out of the arena?
Yeah, like when a fighter goes down, a bunch of guys come in and they try to get the fork tail back into its cage.
I'm guessing he's going to get rolled into the pit.
And yeah, somebody starts to try to roll him into the pit. You're not dead, you're just unconscious, but they think you're dead. So is anybody going to stop him?
Yep, I would like to run down from the bleachers. Full okay. tilt.
Okay.
And then how deep is the pit?
You can't see the bottom.
No, I mean the lip into the fighting.
Oh. That is I said it was like 30 to 40.
Yeah,
30 to 40 feet. So you can't just jump down into it. You'd have to go through the main gate.
Okay, so I'd run to
That's open right now.
So then can I run to the main gate and then run to the guys but throw them in the pit?
Yeah. Are you going to say anything to try to stop
them? Yeah, I'm going to be shouting, wait the whole time.
And he like stops like right before he pushes him down into the pit.
Wait. What? I have been...
Dead people go in pit.
Dead... Can I? Okay, he's say this real quick. I don't think he's dead, but you say he's dead. If he's dead and you're going to throw him in the pit, can I take
dead
him?
People go in pit.
Yeah, can I take him?
Why do you want dead person?
It's so my family were hurt and I believe this person might have been the cause of it. I just want to basically take them to go and see.
Roll deception.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's the only thing I could think of. Oh, 14.
Well, he's dumb, so yeah. That works. Oh, well, this guy must be... Well, here you go. And he, like... The guy that's rolling him in a pit is, like, really big dude. He, like, towers over you. And he, like, picks him up and, like, drops the Witcher, like, on you.
Thank you. What is your name, sir?
Don't have name.
You do an amazing service. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. And I will quickly rush out with Estan.
I can't believe this worked.
And basically go...
I was like, going to let somebody just be killed.
Yeah, I'm right not going to let someone just...
I had a plan, just like eating popcorn.
Watching him about to
die. I have a plan.
I wonder what would have happened if I've been thrown into the pit.
Yeah. You would have died.
I would like to.
It's a bottomless pit.
Carry the Witcher and place him down here, so his back is against the bleacher. So he's sitting up.
Can I search him for any of his potions?
Yeah, what potions do you have left?
Oh, he's gonna kill him.
Which are, because I don't know what potion
he has. He's shown me the swallow potion before when we was back at the race.
Yes, place. I have three more potions of these.
Yeah, so I'll look for one of those.
I cannot drink them because of the white honey.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens but if I drink one anyway.
That. But I don't know that.
Yeah. I don't know what happens if I still swallow a swallow.
No effect, I'm guessing.
I uncork the potion and I try and make him drink it.
Okay. What happens?
Honestly, I don't know.
What happens? We're breaking the law here, boys.
I'll say...
I die.
You die and we start a new campaign. No, I will say that it works, but you will have penalties to anything constitution related for the remainder of the honey potion. How does that sound?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of it just not working,
so for one
you
more
are healed for whatever it heals for, but since you took it when white honey was still in effect, you will take constitution penalty, so disadvantage on any kind of constitution roll for the next, for the remainder of it, so for the next hour.
Okay. So he has blood all over his armor. He's dirty, has mud and dirt all over his face, and he just very dizzily opens his eyes and looks around and at you, Cass. What? Did I kill it? No, I did not.
You tried your best, buddy. It kind of got the best of you. You've got a massive wound on your side that needs to be dealt with as soon as possible.
I did tell you it was wrecked.
What did you do? You just stood there and watched him. I had to run down from the bleachers thinking he was going to save him when I was about to throw him in the pit. What use are you?
I had a plan.
You had a plan? Just as he's about to go into the pit. That's a good plan you've got there. Like your plan there, Katrin. Maybe think next time and then act before you actually use your brain. Because we was about to lose Witcher, and we're not losing our Witcher.
We were not going to lose him.
He was literally about to be thrown into
that pit. No, he was not.
You could clearly see he was about to be thrown in that pit.
Yeah, but he was not going to fall.
I don't know what that means.
As Cass looks at Katrin with a dumbfounded, flabbergasted look on his face. Would have Witcher just floated in air? Or would he fallen and fallen and fallen and fallen to his death? I don't know. We may never know. But let's find out next time on the next episode of the Chronicles of Vaven Gula. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you later.